Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Back. And better than ever, Sam Crowley, January 25th, 2016, 10 days after National Quitters Day. I think even 10 days since my last podcast, which I'm going to get into in just a minute here. Station identification, you are listening to The Loose Cannon, the man who gave the boss man the middle finger May 6, 2005. So every day could be Saturday. Funny thing happened on the way to Saturday. Lost all my money, went bankrupt. And became the village idiot, man, the town fool, the laughingstock of everywhere. And then something else interesting happened because I actually stayed in the game when everybody expected me to quit. You know how that is, right? How's your thing doing? How's that new thing you're doing that you got going on now? I know a brother whose cousin's uncle, sister tried that. Lotions, potions, and pills, they still got them in their basement. Got caught up in some pyramid scam, and they tried something. Hey, my thing's good. How's your thing? Huh?
What?
Right, exactly. Keep going to the J-O-B, baby. The journey of the broke, to jump out of bed, the just over broke. Because I'm on my way to Saturday. Are there going to be valleys? Absolutely. Am I going to stumble? Hell to the yes. Am I going to fail? I hope so. If you don't fail at least 3 out of 4 times, man, you're not even trying. You're playing way too safe in life. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to iTunes and leave a 5-star rating for this podcast. Come on, do it if you haven't done it yet, because it helps people that really need to hear a message of inspiration and motivation. It helps us find the show, man. It just does. Give us the love. Show us the 5-star rating. Get off your rusty duff and make it happen. So it's Monday, January 25th. Where you been? Getting a lot of questions on Twitter, which I love because it means you guys are paying attention. Sam, no shows last week? Sam. Where's the podcast? Sam. Hey, I love doing this podcast. You know I love doing the show, right? I also have a baby who requires 24-hour care. She just does. And some weeks, some days are awesome. Every day is awesome when you got a child that's alive. And other days and weeks, it comes and goes. It literally just, holy cow, where'd the week go? Because we're going, man, 24/7. And I got to be honest with you. Your priority, sometimes I'm up and I don't go back to sleep. Like sometimes I'm up at 1:30 in the morning. I can't record my show at 1:30 a.m. because when I'm this loud, the whole house would be up. And then, you know, it's just the way it is right now. I don't even know how better to explain it. But for example, we did another trach change today with our baby, miracle baby, Susan. And she breathes through a tracheostomy tube. And that was about 2 hours ago. Went swimmingly well, as they usually do every 2 weeks. Hopefully she'll be off this trach within a year because she's on a ventilator at night as well, and, you know, that thing hooked up to the trach, and bubble alarms go off. It sounds like a damn, you know, fire truck coming in, into your bedroom every night because she sleeps like 3 feet from us. So with all that being said, when I can batch out the podcasts, I'm going to do them. I'm never going to stop podcasting. That is faux show. But sometimes it may be some ebbs and flows to it. Still love you guys, man. Hey, don't think it ain't for a lack of trying. So what we're doing today, we're going to go with the multi-podcast effect. Hey, speaking of which, okay, I want to talk also about getting back up off the ground. When you're hit with that right cross, it feels like Mike Tyson 1988, man. You go into the ring, and you're looking at it, and you're looking at that big old piece of adversity staring right back at you, man. It's nasty. And I don't know if it's financial for you, if it's relationship-wise, if it's spiritually, whatever it is, and you just get knocked down. Not out. Knocked down. That big payday you thought was coming in, didn't happen. That big promotion you were waiting on, not so fast, my friend. the connection, the event you were going to do, all that good stuff, whatever it is that you were hitching your wagon to, it didn't happen. And maybe you get taken out of the game, like I just talked about. For myself, it was 11 years ago, and it was a big old fat piece of humble pie. And I know people say, well, geez, I'm happy that happened. I am, in a way, because my life would have never turned out the way it did. I mean, life, I don't know, I think we have a lot. I think, geez, this is where I kind of struggle, too. I don't know if you, I'm a spiritual person, so I'm a Christian. I believe in God. And I believe our story has already been written. Like, we are destined for greatness. I believe that. Do you believe that? I believe we are destined for greatness, and our story has already been written. However, I believe that we can sabotage that story, or we can enhance it based on the decisions, big word for today's podcast, the decisions that we make. For example, you're one connection away from exploding your business, but you may be doing everything possible to sabotage the living crap out of that, you know? You're not getting up as early as you should. You're not hitting the gym. Not drinking your gallon of water. Got to drink the gallon of water. You're not putting in the time. You're not making the effort. You're not making things a priority. You're not learning. In time, inside the word learn is earn. You always got to be learning. Man, I'm more of a student today than I've ever been of online marketing, than I've ever been of personal development. I'm a sponge. I absorb it all because I don't want to miss that opportunity. Because when I make a decision, and when you make a decision, just think about the decisions you made this weekend. Did you get up early Saturday? I know, every day Saturday, right? Did you go out late Friday night? Did you sabotage a perfectly beautiful day Saturday to get some things done? You know, I had to go and drop my daughter off, good Lord, at 45 minutes. Here's what, you want to know what I did Saturday morning? Sam, tell me what you did. All right, I'll tell you what I did. Saturday morning at 8 a.m., I took my daughter, Madeline, who's 14 years old. She's a freshman here, high school. And we went and picked up three of her freshman classmates, girls, and drove them to a choir recital 45 minutes away from our house. So I stopped, got everybody donuts on the way, coffee, listening to Justin Bieber, Selena Gomez, One Direction. You know where I'm going. If you don't even know who I'm talking about, everybody's heard of Bieber, though. You just have. But anyway, then you don't have teenagers. Drove to the recital, dropped them off. Then I went to Panera Bread, crafted an email with a promotion for my Speaker Success Vault. By the way, you really need to check that out. If you go to SpeakerSuccessVault.com. You'll see the webinar I did last week. Very, very cool, man. Showing you how to launch your speaking career as well as come on board 60% off the Speaker Success Vault and get your ticket punched to my Speaker Summit. It's an online virtual training I'm doing this Saturday, January 30th from noon to 2 o'clock Eastern Time. Hop on the webinar, ask me all the questions you want. But look, if you ain't speaking, you really need to. I mean, it is a really great career, well-paying, doing your passion, talking about what excites you. I mean, there is nothing better. And even if you wanted to do it on the side, but I talked about on this webinar a $3,500 case study of one of my coaching clients who did an event. There was only seven buying units there, meaning seven individuals that could purchase a product. And she sold $3,500 in about an hour. I mean, where can you do that except being a speaker? But anyway, I dropped the girls off, all these freshman girls, at their recital. And for an hour, I went to Panera Bread, used the Wi-Fi there, crafted an email, did a promo to my list, mailed it out, did some other stuff that you do online as a marketer, just, you know, getting things together. And it was very cool. 90 minutes went by, drove back, picked them up, drove them home, and that was a great use. So that was a great use of a Saturday morning. What'd you do Saturday morning? What'd you do Sunday? What are you doing today? If you want to have a productive Monday, you got to get the stuff out of the way on the weekend, man. That's going to slow you down. Most people wait till Monday morning. What do? Go into work, check their inbox, answer emails, check social media, get back to people, do the stuff you left kind of hanging Friday. That's the stuff you should be doing over the weekend. I mean, you should steal an hour here or there. There's nothing wrong with working. But look, don't let any entrepreneur fool you. They work on the weekends. I don't care who you talk to, they work. Even if work means thinking about work, they're working. I work on the weekends. I'll take an hour here. My daughter goes down on a nap. Our baby goes down on a nap. The other three girls are kind of hanging out, doing what they do. I'll come down to the office and get some work. I have no problem doing it. A lot of the time, I'm just sitting with a laptop in front of the television, writing an email. I'm always thinking about marketing. That's what I'm always doing. I'm always thinking about marketing because marketing creates momentum, and momentum creates sales. And it just feels good to get sales because the bills get paid. You put a little couple bucks in your pocket, and you feel good because you're delivering a product that the consumer wants. So make a decision. Would you please just make a decision today that you're not gonna settle? You know, you got a lot of power, but when you get hit with that right cross, you got to make a decision. Am I gonna lay there? Or am I gonna get back up? Am I gonna lay there and feel sorry for myself and find a bunch of other people? Oh, you'll find them that'll feel sorry for yourself along with you. Are you gonna get up? Because getting up ain't easy. You know what do you have to look forward to? You got Mike Tyson in the black shorts and the black high tops staring at you, menacing at you. And you got to get up and face that again? Well, yeah, you do. You can't be TKO'd, man. You can't be knocked out. You got to get back up off the canvas. And the next podcast, we'll talk about how to do that because it can be daunting. I mean, it can be downright scary. Did I say downright or damn right? I'd say downright. It's a children's show. Scary to get off the mat. But what other choice do you have? You can't just lay there. We weren't created to just lay there. We're created to get up, because if you can look up, you can get up, and if you can get up, you can stand up on your dream, man. That's how we all get by. That's how we make things happen. That's how we stay relevant. That's how you lend significance to your life. So on the next show, right after this one, we're going to talk about step two, getting back up off the mat. Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.